In Washington, top administration officials are testifying before Congress this week about the U.S. mission in Iraq. Some warn that if other countries do not promise forces for a new multinational division soon, the Pentagon will have to call up thousands more National Guard troops and reservists. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is on Capitol Hill. Andrea, what's your understanding about the timetable for a decision on calling up new troops?
Well, Robert, a decision could come soon, like sometime in the next 4 to 6 weeks. The head of U.S. Central Command, General John Abizade, told the House Armed Services this afternoon that officials are deciding now which units they would call up to replace forces on the ground. But the Army Vice Chief of Staff, John Keane, also told lawmakers he couldn't give them any indication yet as to which units those might be. General Abizade also said the new guardsmen and reservists are needed to rotate the troops that are there and maintain the same numbers. He was careful to say they're not increasing their numbers, but replacing troops that are there now.
Now, reservists and guardsmen are operating under a one-year policy now for their tour in Iraq. What are Pentagon officials telling Congress about that?
Well, they're still trying to figure out, officials are still trying to figure out when that means some troops will actually go home. When President Bush signed an order earlier this year instating the one-year deployments, the policy, it turns out the policy was actually boots on the ground for 1 year, meaning you don't count any time served in training or working in other locations before getting to Iraq. And so also the one-year clock didn't start ticking down for some troops until all units were in place in Iraq. So that means makes for tricky calculations about how long reservists and guardsmen could expect to be there. General Abizade did say, though, that he understands it to be vital that a soldier know when he or she is going home, and that he'll try and see to it that all the troops know that when they're first deployed from now on.
And what do members of Congress say they're hearing about this from their constituents?
Many are hearing from the husbands and wives of soldiers who want to know when their loved ones will be returned to families, jobs, communities. So far, Pentagon officials are only able to give lawmakers a general idea of when that when reserve and guard troops will be rotated out. For most troops, that looks like February and March of the coming year.
Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook speaking to us from the Capitol.